Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Chris DeBoe with the 5 things you need to know for Thursday, March 28th. The race is on to clear the debris from Tuesday's bridge collapse in Baltimore so the key waterway can reopen. This deadly disaster has indefinitely halted the flow of ships in and out of the city, impacting trade and thousands of workers' livelihood. All of the people who remain missing and are presumed dead were immigrant Latinos from Mexico and Central America. U.S. data shows immigrant Hispanic workers face a disproportionate risk of occupational death, and that death rate is rising. But wow, this gives me chills. A text to his boss saved this construction worker's life. Moses Diaz told CNN he requested a last-minute shift change on Tuesday. Diaz said he worked with all 6 of those who died in the bridge collapse, and that they were likely on break at the time of impact. For the very latest on the bridge collapse, head to CNN.com. Another tragedy, unfortunately, this time in South Africa. Dozens of worshippers have died after a bus headed to an Easter conference apparently lost control and plunged off a cliff. That's what South African media is reporting, adding an 8-year-old girl survived and has been airlifted to a hospital. South African officials said in a statement the crash claimed the lives of 45 people, and one is seriously injured. It's unclear at this point if the 8-year-old girl is considered the seriously injured person. Republicans have decided to move forward with an impeachment process against the Homeland Security Secretary for his handling of the U.S. southern border. House Speaker Mike Johnson told Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer he'll be sending the impeachment articles over on April 10th. But it's not likely the Democratic-led Senate will convict him. After the first vote failed, the House impeached Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas last month by an extremely narrow margin the second time around. Mayorkas is the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in almost 150 years. It took a few weeks for House Republicans to send the articles over because they wanted to situate government funding first, which lawmakers did at the 11th hour last week. As for President Joe Biden's impeachment inquiry, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer officially invited the president to testify in an attempt to revive interest in their stalled effort. There is now an over-the-counter birth control available in certain retail pharmacy chains, like CVS and Walgreens. Opill is the first oral contraceptive approved for this use by the FDA, with no age restrictions. Its suggested retail price is $19.99 for a 1-month supply, but it's also available in 3- and 6-month amounts for more. Some customers with insurance may be able to cover the cost with their FSA or HSA account. Under the Affordable Care Act, most insurance plans are required to offer coverage of birth control with no out-of-pocket cost. Coming up, an outstanding quarter for U.S. stocks. The S&P 500 has recorded its best first quarter since 2019, after all major indexes marked their 5th consecutive winning month. The S&P and the Dow were both up 0.1% today, closing at fresh records. The NASDAQ was 0.1% lower. This was the final day of trading for March, as markets are closed tomorrow for Good Friday. The S&P 500 has reached 22 new highs this year alone, and the Dow is just points away from the key record of 40,000 for the first time ever. The AI craze, tech stocks, and the potential pivot by the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates are all fueling the market boom. All right, that's all for now. I'm Chris DeBoe, and if you want a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturday for the next edition of 5 Good Things. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.